Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I was torn about doing this video, but according to a small group of my viewers, I am one of the sickest men on the internet. I'm one of the most ill, unhealthy people on the internet. And I actually did a video about this a couple years ago called What's Wrong With Me Now? And I took the video down because unfortunately it was inspiring people, I think, to respond in a way that I'm going to discuss in this video. But for some odd reason, there are people out there who watch my videos. And by the way, I've got something like 90 million views across my channel right now. 90 million views, 241,000 subscribers. So the number of people who've watched my videos is somewhere between the number of 240,000 and 90 million. But a handful of people send me notes and say, Steve, you're sick. You've got an illness. You've got some dread disease. And these people are not doctors. And like I said, I did a video about this 2 years ago. And I eventually took the video down because it was inspiring more people to send me notes. And I still get these notes periodically. And I'm fascinated by this, that somebody would watch a video of a total stranger, someone they don't know, me. And you watch the video, and whether or not you take to heart what I say in the video, you go, oh my gosh, that man is sick. I need to send him a note and tell him how sick he is. And I got one yesterday. And I don't know what drives people to do this. And I know right now you're thinking, if you haven't heard me talk about this before, you're thinking, oh, Steve, how bad can it be? People mean well. These people don't mean well. I think a lot of them are trying to insult me in a roundabout way. But there's also another problem with it, in that somebody would send me a note and think they can see something in a video of mine that I don't see in the same video, because I watch the videos too. I know I'm being filmed. This is not a hidden camera show. So a couple of years ago, as I was driving home from the Detroit Free Press Marathon that I had just completed, I was the passenger in the car. I opened up my phone and I got an email from somebody who told me that I was sick. I was sick. They'd seen a video of mine and they see all the classic symptoms of something. And so I came home and I shot a video where I said, you know, I just ran a marathon and someone's telling me I'm sick. I'm on my deathbed. And I found that odd. And especially because I had just run a marathon, which would indicate I have some level of health, I would think. And also, many people commented how many videos I put out. I put out 2 videos a day, most days. I haven't missed a day with a video in a couple of years. I'm like the Iron Man of videos. But for some odd reason, I get these emails. So just so you know, here are the things that I have been diagnosed with and notified by viewers that, Steve, you are suffering from these diseases. Number one, scoliosis. I've had several people say, Steve, you clearly have scoliosis. Your back is not straight. Your spine is twisted. And one of the reasons they say that is that occasionally on camera, one of my shoulders is lower than the other. It's often because I'm turned in my chair like this, or if I turn in my chair like this. But I assure you that I've been on this earth a few decades, have been to the doctor, and no one in my life, doctor or otherwise, has ever looked at me in real life and said, Steve, are your shoulders off-centered? No, because it only happens on camera depending on how I'm sitting. But I have gotten several people who sent me notes and said, Steve, you've got scoliosis. I've been told I have jaundice. Now, jaundice often causes a discoloration of the skin. I think it's when your liver fails. Is it your liver? I wouldn't know because I don't have it. But I have had somebody say, you've got jaundice. And now I'll tell you that over the years, my videos, I've changed the setup, which has changed some things. I've noticed that I stopped getting diagnosed with jaundice and male pattern baldness when I changed my lights. And it's not because the lights cured my skin and cured my hair. It's because my old lights were yellow, my current lights are white, and they're at a different angle. So jaundice is something I've been diagnosed with. I had somebody who actually sent me a very detailed email, very lengthy, and said, Steve, I am a substance abuse counselor, and I've noticed your obvious opioid addiction. That's the phrase he used, obvious opioid addiction. And he goes, I'm a counselor. I work with people like you all day long. And he says, you think you're hiding it well, but you're not. You think you're hiding it well, but you're not. You've got an obvious opioid addiction. I wrote back to that man and said, I'll bet you $10,000. And if I win, I'll give it to charity of your choice. And if you win, I'll cut you a check for 10 grand. You can have the money, cash, $10,000. I've never touched an opioid in my life. I've never touched a drug in my life. Never smoked. I don't drink. You have an obvious opioid addiction. And the guy didn't write me back after that. But the question I have is, does the guy, number one, is he really a substance abuse counselor? I don't know. Does he really think I display the classic symptoms of an obvious opioid addiction? Or is that an attempt at insulting me on some level that's like three-dimensional chess, where I've got to really think about it to understand the insult? But I have an obvious opioid addiction. I've also been told I'm high on speed. I'm high on speed. And I've had someone say that because I think he used the word frantic on video. And I do sometimes talk fast. I speak quickly, occasionally. Now, I'm better at it. I've learned to slow down. I've learned to speak at a rate people can understand versus the rate at which the words tumble out of my brain. But I'm not on speed either. I'm not on the high-speed chicken feet. I'm not on anything, okay? I am on life right now. I've been told I wear a toupee. I've been told I have male pattern baldness. Now, here's the thing. I have older brothers, and I can tell you, and I hope they don't mind me saying this, that when they were my age, they had less hair than I do. I've got all my hair. That's not a toupee. That's my natural hair. And there was a time when I had a light set up where the lights were higher above me, and somehow it caused like a shadow line across the top of my scalp. And I would get that about once every week or two, where somebody would say, hey, dude, you wearing a toupee? Is that a toupee? Dude, this guy's wearing a toupee. And it became actually a joke for a while, but I got tired of it. I'm not wearing a toupee. I've never worn a toupee. This is my hair. Now, I've had some people say, Steve, you've got a goofy haircut. That's fine. That's not a medical diagnosis. that's a matter of opinion. But I've had the same haircut for quite some time. I'm going to put up a photograph to show you. But I've had the same hair and the same haircut for a few decades now, so I do not have male pattern baldness. I've been told I've got psoriasis, which I'm guessing is some kind of skin problem. Don't have it, but I've been told. I've also been told I've got eczema, and I've seen that on TV ads for treatment for eczema, which apparently is some other skin disease. And likewise, I've been told I have rosacea. Now, the weird thing about rosacea is apparently it's splotchy skin. There are occasions where I shoot videos in the morning after I've been running in cold weather. It's possible that when I come in and shoot a video, like an hour later after I get home, that I might have some splotchiness in my skin, but I can't imagine that that's rosacea and it's not. I've also been told I have nerve problems. I've got nerve problems. And the weird part about that is I don't know if people see it, but when I tap my foot, I don't know if you can see that or not, I'm tapping my right foot right now. If I tap my right foot, that might send some vibrations up my arm here. And I will admit that I actually do have, it's a habit, it's not a medical condition. But if I'm bored sitting in some place for a long, long period of time, I will often tap my foot. And I have to tell myself not to do it when I'm in court. I will occasionally do it during depositions because it doesn't matter. And if I'm in my office for long periods of time, sitting at my desk, doing nothing other than moving my hands about, I will occasionally tap my foot. I'll tap my foot. And that's not a nerve problem. It's like I said, it's simply a bad habit, which I would need to not do in certain settings. In other settings, it wouldn't matter. I've actually had somebody send me a note and say, Steve, you have halitosis. Halitosis. Now, in case you don't know what that is, that's the medical term for bad breath. Now, I will grant you that my videos have gotten better over the years. The first year I did my video, 7 years ago, I shot a video using a GoPro clamped to my desk and one light. And since then, I've now upgraded the camera twice. I've got better lights. You can argue all you want about whether I've got a better set or not. But the point is that despite all the upgrades, I don't think you can smell my breath on video. So I'm guessing that was an insult. But again, you know, if you're going to insult somebody, that's an awfully obscure way to do it. Now, yesterday I got an email from a guy who says, Steve, you got a lump on your back. A lump on your back. Now, again, I've upgraded the camera, but I don't think you can see my back. Can you see my back? You should be able to see my front. I'm wearing a t-shirt that's got Tucker on it. I'm hoping you can see my face as I talk to you. But can you see a big old lump on my back? Now, I've had people who tell me that I've got the scoliosis. I've also gotten people who tell me that I have a hunchback. And I think they mean like I apparently they think I walk around like this and, hey, Igor, let's go build a monster or something. But again, if that's intended as an insult to say I've got a lump on my back, it's a weird insult. And if it's a medical diagnosis that you're telling me I've got something on a part of my body you can't see, I don't know. Is that an insult? Because I don't get it. So there was another thing that inspired me to do these videos. And I almost shot a video about a month ago. And I actually shot it. And I actually scrapped it. I said, nah, I don't know. And I went running one Sunday morning. I do long runs on Sundays sometimes. I did a 10 or 13 mile run. And it was very, very hot. And as I was running, I kept wiping my face with my arm. And I was wearing a long sleeve, what they call a tech shirt. And tech shirts are designed to wick moisture off your body, but they also have a slightly more abrasive feel than cotton does. And unbeknownst to me, as I was wiping my face, I scraped the side of my right eye. My right eye. I scraped it to where it was actually irritated. And I came back from running. It was a Sunday. I went out and shot a video about an hour after I'd been scraping my right eye. I didn't scrape my left eye because when I go like this, it was scraping this eye. And so when I went back and watched it later, I realized that there's some redness here. But when I was blinking, occasionally, my right eyelid is lower than my left eyelid. And I shouldn't have said that because now people are going to notice it. But some people have apparently noticed it. And in response to that video, I had one guy send me a note and go, Steve, you've had a stroke. Go to the hospital immediately. Now, strokes aren't funny. And they're not. It's funny that someone would think I had a stroke, made a video, edited the video, and put the video up the next day, and they tell me to go to the hospital immediately. I'll tell you, I'm familiar with strokes. I've had two direct family members who've had strokes. I've known other people who've had strokes. I've sat at the bedside of somebody who'd suffered a massive stroke. And that was during the time frame in which I shot these videos. I've had dear relatives pass away from strokes. And so the idea that one of my eyelids is a tiny little bit lower, which by the way, it's been like that for a couple of years now, because I'm getting older. I'm getting older. And to send a message to somebody, go, you've had a stroke, go immediately to the hospital. To somebody who the next day makes a video where their eye is not irritated, is a little bit over the top. So in response to that email, I wrote back and said, no, I've not had a stroke. And I got a kind of nasty response in which I said, stop emailing me, and I blocked their email. I also had a person say, Steve, you are suffering from Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy. Now, Bell's palsy, I've also known people who had that. And Bell's palsy is a very, very strange condition because it's sort of like a stroke where half of your face gets paralyzed. And once it hits you, it takes 6 months to go away. And the day that the video appeared where my right eyelid was down a little bit because I've been scraping it with my arm, that video ran the next day. And the video I shot that day didn't have Bell's palsy. And the same person who wrote to me and said, you've got Bell's palsy, wrote me back and said, oh, I see you got better. Now, if you're going to diagnose somebody with Bell's palsy, you should understand that it doesn't get better in 24 hours. It takes months. So to diagnose me with it and then to diagnose me with the cure less than 24 hours later, you should actually realize it wasn't Bell's palsy. Never had Bell's palsy. So I wrote back to that person, I don't have Bell's palsy either. Leave me alone. And then the craziest one of all was a guy who got upset with me because I was discussing, of all things, the limousine crash that injured some Red Wings hockey players. And it happened in a town called Birmingham, Michigan. And it happened in the town that I grew up in the town where I drove a tow truck. I was not involved in the crash in any way, shape, or form, but I was very familiar with it because it happened so close to my parents' house. Okay? And I know where it happened, and I remember driving by the vigil that people were having the next few nights where they put candles and stuff around that tree, and people were out there every single night for a few nights. And they were all out there paying their respects and hoping that these Red Wings hockey players would get better. Horrible, horrible accident. And I mentioned that in a video, and a guy sent me a note, and he goes, Steve, he goes, number one, you're wrong. Didn't happen in Birmingham. It wasn't southbound. It was northbound up in Pontiac. Now, I know I'm right. You can look it up if you want to. I was right. Trust me on that one. And I wrote him back, and I said, no, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Southbound. And I included a link to an article that mentioned that it happened on southbound Woodward in Birmingham. And he wrote me back and he said, well, Steve, while I've got your attention, we should discuss the fact that you have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. You've got ALS. He goes, I've noticed it. I've been aware of this now for a few months. I've been watching your videos. You've got a visible tremor in your hands. Anytime you show your hands on camera, you've got a visible tremor. And I said, really? I said, can you point me to a video where I can see that? And he's every one of them, everyone. Because when your hand's on camera, it's visibly shaking. And I go, really? My hand is visibly shaking uncontrollably, right? No, I'm kidding. He goes, yeah. I go, no, it's not. He goes, yes, it is. And now I think to myself, okay, he's just saying that because he's upset that I was arguing with him about the Red Wings limo crash, which is a really strange thing to get upset about, right? But he got upset about it. I said, I do not have ALS. He wrote me back and he goes, Steve, I'm serious. You need to go to a doctor right now. You have ALS. I know this. I've known people with ALS. I know what it looks like. You've got ALS. I go, no, I don't. And he wrote me again. It's like all caps, angry. I can picture this guy just pounding away at his keyboard with his fists about how I've got ALS. And I wrote him back and I said, I don't know if you think this is funny, but... or if you think it's an insult, but I don't have ALS. I said, leave me alone. He wrote me again. I said, I'm blocking your email now. Leave me alone. But an hour later, I got an email from another email address. And he goes, Steve, it's me again. I'm writing from my girlfriend's address. And he's insistent that I've got ALS. I've got ALS. And so I'm here to tell you, not a medical condition, I was just leaning over to turn off the timer. I don't have ALS. I don't have Bell's palsy. I haven't had a stroke. I don't have a lump on my back. I don't have halitosis. I don't have nerve problems. I don't have scoliosis. I don't have jaundice. I don't have an obvious opioid addiction. I'm not high on speed. I do not have male pattern baldness, nor do I wear a wig or a toupee. I don't have psoriasis, eczema, or rosacea. And I guess the real question is, and I've had people say, Steve, it's okay that we do this because there was that one time where a woman appeared on camera and a doctor in her audience spotted that she had a lump in her neck. And he emailed her and they found the lump and it was all over the news. Okay, something happens one time doesn't make it a rule. If it did, you could buy a lotto ticket tomorrow and hit the super lotto because somebody won that recently. You could too. But number two, I believe that was a doctor, but it doesn't matter. The point is that I've now been diagnosed with like 20 different things. And if I were to run to the doctor every single time somebody said I've got something, I'd go broke from deductibles and whatever else is involved in this stuff. And here's the thing. I've been to the doctor this year. I got poison ivy. And funny enough, right before the video I shot 2 years ago, I had gone to the doctor with poison ivy. I have a real bad allergy to poison ivy. It's one of the things I actually do have wrong with me. If I avoid poison ivy, it's not a problem. And most recently, when I went to the doctor and they took all my vital statistics, they commented. The guy actually said, wow. And I said, what's that? And he goes, people your age don't have these numbers, referring to my blood pressure and some other stuff. He goes, you know, what do you do? How do you stay so healthy? I said, well, I run a lot and I ride a Peloton. He goes, really? He goes, that explains it. That explains it. So a guy my age, in my physical condition, to the doctor, he's going, you're healthy, other than the little bit of poison ivy you got in your arm. So for those of you watching this video or any videos in the future, if you look at the video, and I've got like blood running out of my ears, or I have a bone sticking out of my arm with an obvious compound fracture, you could write to me and say, Steve, did you notice that you've got a bone sticking out of your arm, or you've got blood gushing from your ears? You could do that. You could do that. But you have to ask yourself, if you saw it, why didn't I see it when I edited the video? And I would actually suggest to you to save your time, because I know that a lot of these are insults. A lot of these are intended as insults, and people who don't like the videos understand. They could say, hey, dude, you're ugly, because I get that a lot too. Or, dude, you're stupid. I get that a lot also. But they also know, they go, hey, dude, you're stupid or you're ugly, there's a good chance that I'm just going to ignore the comment. So they figure that it's a more sophisticated way of insulting, I think. They say, hey, you're a hunchback. Or, hey, you're having a stroke. And I can't believe that anybody honestly, seriously, thinks that I could go on camera and have a stroke on camera and not notice it when I edit the video. Because number one, I'd be trying to edit a video after having had a stroke, which might be difficult, by the way. So there's no need to point out my medical conditions or health to me. And as a final period ender to this entire long video that I shot, I'm going to let you know that I do have friends. Don't diagnose me as being friendless. I have friends. I actually do have friends. And a lot of my friends, as you might imagine, are attorneys. I know attorneys and lawyers. And I actually have attorneys and lawyers who are friends who watch my videos. I also do know some doctors. I actually have friends who are doctors. Hey, Sam, how are you? And my friends who are doctors, some of them watch my videos. And I assure you that my good friend, Dr. Sam, if he saw me making a video while suffering from Bell's palsy, ALS, scoliosis, jaundice, and an obvious opioid addiction, would call me and say, hey, Steve, can we talk? Because he calls me about other stuff. Why wouldn't he call me to tell me that? Now, I know somebody's going to go, Steve, he's your friend. He's worried that he's going to hurt your friendship by telling you you've got this massive problem. You think that he and I would remain friends if I found out that for 7 years he was watching my videos and ignoring all of these dread diseases I'm suffering from? So, if you're curious, those are all the diseases and dread diseases and illnesses and sicknesses I've been diagnosed with by viewers. I think I missed a few, but that's the bulk of them. But I do these videos to talk to you about current events and the law and cars and what's going on in the world. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'm doing fine. And so there you have it. So don't, by the way, I pulled down the other video. It's 2 years old. And I obviously I cover a lot of the same illnesses in this video. So that video is no longer up, but this video is going to go up. And this is, of course, What's Wrong With Me Now, Volume 2. Questions or comments, but no diagnoses. Put them below. I'll just talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. What is Beethoven's favorite fruit? Bananas.